This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and EMR workers, our 911 dispatchers at Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you can't hear us any other place, that's where you go. There's a live stream there. You can hear us there. And then after the show is over, it plays on a loop. Every 4 hours, the four-hour show, it plays it over and over and over and over again until the next new one starts out the next night. So there you go. Now you've learned something you might not have known. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren in California. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we appreciate you very much for all the things that you do, Kyle, and all the other people that we have in the mix, too. Now, we just got an email here. Have you heard that Jay Black, the lead singer of the 1960s pop group Jay and the Americans, has died at the age of 82 on Sunday? No, I didn't, and Sally just told us that. She's listening to us in Plano, Texas, so he will be missed. Jay of Jay and the Americans, Only in America. That's the song I remember they were famous for to begin with.
Yes, yeah, very sad news, yes.
Yep, so he will be missed. And I noticed he was doing a lot of the senior stuff out on TV, a lot of the concerts. And he'd take it, and by the way, he had a voice range that was unbelievable. And in order to hit the high notes at this stage of his career, he had to take a glass of water and drink it so he could do it.
Well, exactly. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I think they have that song, This Magic Moment, I think.
That was another one, This Magic Moment. Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I'm not going to get started doing that. All right, let's go over here to Joe Biden, because Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving. You know, President Joe Biden's town hall again on Thursday on CNN, the third he's done with Democratic Apologist Network in a year's time, I might add, was an undeniable train wreck on display. Now, Joe Biden at times was weirdly whispering some of his answers. You heard that, right?
Yep.
He made a demonstrably false claim about a border visit that never happened. Never happened. And then quite literally mocked the concept of freedom at another point during the invitation-only medium code for highly scripted events.
Well, the White House knows that they have to keep the president in highly scripted, highly controlled events. This is why they built the TV set at the old executive office building, I think so that they can have a much a greater control over how the president is framed to the American people. But certainly these town halls, it didn't do what I think he wanted it to do. We still see his poll numbers tanking. I mean, it's very early on for polls necessarily from that broadcast, but overall, I don't know anybody, Captain. This is why, you know, we keep looking for, where's the 25 to 27% of people who think Joe Biden's doing a really great job? You know,
I can't find them.
Yeah, unless they're working at CNN, I just don't know. But most people know and understand that Joe Biden is tanking horribly.
Now, there was also the embarrassing side note about how his infamous behind-the-scenes handlers were actually fact-checking him in real time during the town hall, as was evidenced by tweets from reporters noting questionable clarifications and corrections from the frantic and anonymous White House spokespeople. We don't know who they were. Now, total cluster? Yep, no doubt about it.
Well, exactly right. And you know, Captain, when we see the president in those situations that are controlled, but yet offer him the ability to be extemporaneous, it always gets worse.
And this is funny, because Biden rescued CNN for one night only after the network suffered a staggering 26 days in a row without any program averaging a million viewers.
And that's really significant, you know, especially when you compare it to not only the other news networks, but even to the Captain's America radio
program. Well, now, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. That night, the town hall average, he had 1.2 million viewers watching him on TV.
Yeah.
That was the night we had 1.2 million listeners on
the
radio.
There you go. Well, see, this is exactly right. This is exactly what we're talking about. And, yeah, I can see why it would be a little bit of a boost because the president was there. But generally speaking, now that they don't have – and they're trying to bring it back to some degree. Trump is a foil.
Well,
but they realized he was good for ratings.
We need to talk about his rescue, okay? Beyond his rescuing CNN for a night, think of the failures on other matters to date. He hasn't rescued the economy. In fact, he's undone much of the progress that was made under the Trump administration and wiped out huge gains, with people leaving the workforce in record numbers for a variety of reasons, among them being scared, well, I don't want to use the word, by a fear-mongering coming from the Democrats, including Biden. And there's also the inconvenient matter of inflation, the numbers of which are staggering by the so-called recovery president. And then there's energy, there's gasoline, there's diesel. My God in heaven, fuel oil this winter. You're going to have to buy gold bars to be able to afford fuel oil in some of these houses. All right, folks, we're coming back with more. I hate to paint a picture of doom and gloom, but that's the way it is. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com, Dawn, and, of course, Mike Lindell, the founder and the owner. Now, the great thing about MyPillow and the MyPillow.com company and the 1,500 people that work there, this is a made-in-America company. Everything they do is made in America. The pillows, the pillowcases, the sheets, the mattresses, the mattress toppers, the slippers, my goodness, the towels, even so far as the sleepwear, the loungewear, and men's and women's to add to boot, and the utility cushions, and the bathrobes, and the body pillows, and the dog beds, yep, the dog beds, the weighted blankets, the down comforters, the throw blankets, and the waffle blanket. That's one of my favorites, by the way, the waffle blanket, because it's really neat. And it doesn't take up a lot of space. And if you're laying there, like with the windows open, it gets a little nippy, you're outside or something like that, just throw that over and boom, you're warm. But MyPillow.com, you go there, you see all these things, and it says, with promo code. Well, the promo code is simple. It's Captain for everything. Captain. Whatever it is, the promo code on MyPillow.com is Captain. Now you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, too. You'll find out more things there that are just insanely reduced in price. Deep discounts on other MyPillow products there on the Radio Listener Specials page. Again, Captain is the promo code. And don't forget, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And talk to a live person. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Telephone number 800-641-5459. Get you in, you're there, and it'll save you a bunch of money. And it's, you don't need to worry about Christmas over there, folks. You order what you want, it'll be there well in time for Christmas. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. And especially this year, if you get stuff locked in, you're ready to go, you're not going to be scrambling at the end.
Yeah, absolutely, as they say. By the way, good morning to George the Godfather. Welcome back from the upstate New York area. He was up there in Kingston, New York, know it well. And he's back, and we appreciate him so very much. And he says, Jay Black was known as the voice. Oh, was he? Yep, was he. And we're going to play one of his songs here for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I pulled out one of my favorites, so we'll see if everybody else likes it. Okay, we got to talk about Alec Baldwin here, Kyle. This is really something. Mark Walters talked about it on his show last night, Armed American Radio. But we're going to talk about it, too, because allegedly, okay, Alec Baldwin grabbed the gun, said was told it was okay, and then proceeded to shoot a scene, to practice to shoot a scene, by firing the gun at the camera, thinking there was a blank that was in it. It went through the camera. It hit the cameraman or the director and wounded her, or wait a minute, wounded him and killed her, the cinematographer that was back there.
That's exactly right, Captain. Helena Hutchins, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, she was killed, shot, we understand, in the abdomen, and the director was wounded. His name is Joel Souza, and he's been released from the hospital, but I understand still recovering from his injuries. What Alec Baldwin was doing at the time was drawing the revolver across his body, then he pointed at
it. It was a cross draw.
A cross draw. So they had him, I think, seated in a pew in this old-timey church in the, out on location, from what we understand. And but he was given the gun. He was told that it was, quote, a cold gun. But, Captain, I wanted to ask you this, of course, with all of your experience in the military and so forth. If anybody ever hands you a firearm and says it's unloaded, what's the first thing that you'd want to do if now you're in control of that firearm?
I take the weapon and I immediately check the clip or the magazine, that is, or if it's a revolver like this one was, I turn it upside down, spin the revolver chamber back out, and then dump the bullets out if there's bullets in there, because it was supposed to be unloaded, right? But here's the deal. This damn thing had live ammunition in it. Not one round, six rounds. Because these monkeys, these fools on this movie set were taking it out after the movie was over and using it for target practice.
Yes.
This is real gun with real bullets.
Right. So this is incredibly significant in terms of perhaps any charges that could come down, or and, of course, the lawsuits that are going to ensue on this, Captain. This is a major, major development. Now, of course, back in 1993, when Brandon Lee was killed on set with a gun with ostensibly blanks in it, it had some kind of fragment or a bullet tip in it that was unknown at that time, and of course he was killed in the movie The Crow. But this particular case, Captain, they've already had problems evidently with this gun. Then of course now the negligence of having it loaded with live rounds. We're going to find out the rest of the story here, but
well,
this is terrible.
This might have happened because of what happened the day before when union workers walked off the movie set hours before the fatal shooting to protest working conditions on low-budget films.
Well, that's right. We understand a lot of some of the crew had protested the fact that they weren't getting pay for hotels nearby. We understand that most of the crew had to drive some 50 miles into the location and so forth. This movie apparently was fairly low budget, from what I've seen, about $7 million. They had these other issues as well. And Alec Baldwin, of course, is, as I understand, one of the producers of this film that would have been called Rust if they ever completed.
Well, I hope they got a lot of insurance, because they're going to be gone after, and there was negligence there, there's no doubt about it, because somebody didn't check the gun.
It will precisely.
And the last person that had his hand on it that should have done it, unfortunately for him, was Alec Baldwin.
Right, and again, this tragedy is so terrible, but I think it's going to hinge on the idea of, was it foreseeable that somebody could get hurt with a gun on set? It is entirely foreseeable, and that's where I think either charges would hinge, and of course the other lawsuits that will be coming.
Well, the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential election cannot come soon enough, in my humble opinion, as far as I'm concerned, because the rescue America desperately needs right now is a rescue from Joe Biden. He is a complete and utter failure, and not very far behind him is Nancy Pelosi, who was asked a question yesterday about whether or not she might retire in 2022. Her comment was, oh, you think I'm going to make an announcement right here now? I have to consult my family first.
I think the vote may not go quite her way in terms of whether or not she'd be speaker after 2022.
They want her out, and if they lose like we think they're going to lose, she's going to be handed her head on a platter, because they'll want her gone like now.
Well, this is one of the reasons why they are racing to try to get something passed. And Nancy Pelosi yesterday, one of the Sunday morning shows, saying, well, it's not what we really wanted to begin with, but it's still bigger than anything we've ever done. And so they're trying to make it sound kind of like it's successful or something. But it may be a success for them to get it passed, but it's not good for the American people or for our economy.
Well, Biden has told the members of his caucus that he needs to have the reconciliation passed and in his hand before he goes over across the pond to talk to the Europeans.
Right. Yeah, so he has been putting pressure. We see that there's some kind of movement with Joe Manchin, at least in terms of agreeing to a wealth tax, evidently. Or not agreeing yet, but agreeable to it, from what we understand.
Well,
a wealth tax.
Yeah, and they've got the death tax back on there, what we call the death tax. You know, some people wind up paying 30 or 40% based on the value of the property they've got, and that's not right.
No, it's not right.
Especially the family farms.
Especially the family farms or other assets that parents want to pass on to their children. Again, they're coming for it all in that sense. They're making no bones about it anymore. They want to come out and they want to find out what you have. And they want to put a value on it, and then they want to tax you on it.
Yeah, well, my family, my father had a farm, a large fruit farm up in upstate New York. And when he passed away, he willed it such that his directions were he wanted it sold, number one, and here comes the break. But anyway, he wanted it sold, number one, and the kids were to share equally, the three of us, my brother, my sister, and myself. Yes, we did, but the darn estate tax was one-third of the value of what the farm sold for. Hold that thought, Kyle, and that's what we're talking about here. That by itself would have put the farm out of business even if we had stayed there. So think about that for a minute as we go to break. We'll be coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD toll to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A powerful storm topples trees, causes mud flows, and just pours rain on parts of California. The drenching showers and strong winds accompanied the weekend's arrival of what they call an atmospheric river. A long and wide plume of moisture pulled in from the Pacific. It's now going to roll across the nation, bringing heavy rains to most folks before the week is over. Just outside San Francisco, this woman on Sunday says she ended up in the water because there was no sign saying that the road was closed because of the flooding.
The second that the water started entering the car, like, yep, we're getting out of the car now.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a deal is essentially reached for the human infrastructure package that progressive and moderate Democrats have been bickering about. But the plan is to first vote this week on the bipartisan infrastructure package. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do that. This portion of the program brought to you by the Geico Insurance Company. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Plus, don't forget, your motorcycle, ATV, boat, and RV can also be covered. And the way you save money, and I mean save money, is when you bundle in your homeowners, your renter's insurance, and or your condo insurance with that. It will save you a bunch of money. Now, you can go through your Geico insurance agent, which you can find out who he is or where they are on the Geico.com website, or you can go through the Geico website, whatever works for you. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you some money in the long run. I know, because I check them every year. I price check them to make sure I'm still getting the best deal I can, and I do. All right, Kyle Warren is the professor of politics back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Barack Obama, over the weekend, was slapped with a reality check in Virginia, as he urged Virginia voters to ignore what he called fake outrage and trumped-up culture wars that he claimed are being peddled by the right-wing media. Really?
Well, one of the things that they're trying to zero in on is they're trying to make it sound as though Republicans don't want you to go vote. In fact, I think he actually said basically that.
Yes.
Well, ask yourself, why don't Republicans want you to vote? They're making it harder to vote. No, they're actually trying to make it harder to cheat. That is what's going on, and of course they've found this now as a new mantra. So they believe that, again, not talking about the issues, not talking about these other things, but somehow Donald Trump and the Republicans are trying to keep you from voting when nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, Barack Obama was out campaigning for Terry McAuliffe. He denounced focusing on cultural issues, instead saying that Americans should be concerned with recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, I believe most of the Americans are over that, especially from where I'm sitting. That's what I hear. And Obama appeared to be speaking about McAuliffe's opponent, Republican Glenn Youngkin, whose campaign platform includes supporting parents who have a voice, to have their voice heard over decisions made by school boards. I don't have a problem with that. You?
I don't. And, Captain, what's the one of the most American things in the world is parents having a voice into the school boards.
If they didn't, I'd be concerned.
Well, exactly, because what is the opposite? The opposite is state control and, for lack of a better word, indoctrination of students, because if the state can simply run amok and tell parents, if you speak out, you're a domestic terrorist, well, we're living in a different country then.
Well, here's what the people fired back at Obama with, and boy, did they. As many others pointed out, the Loudoun County schools also stand accused of covering up two sexual assaults as they push controversial LGBT policies. Sorry, but McAuliffe saying that parents shouldn't be in charge of their children's education, and the Loudoun County School Board lying to the parents about sexual assaults in the bathrooms, isn't trumped up cultural wars at all. By the way, let's be clear. They're waging the cultural war. They are, the Democrats, we're fighting back. Covering up the sexual assault in school restrooms to push a transgender policy in government schools is a definition of waging a culture war. And finally, Barack Obama is telling parents that they have fake outrage over school boards covering up sexual assaults and teaching critical race theory. Really? 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 Well, I'll tell you what. If I had a kid and he was in school in that district, my child's education wouldn't be trumped up to a culture war. My child's education would be first in my mind, because I'd want them to get the best education they could without having to worry what the hell was going to go on in the bathroom.
Exactly right. And I think a lot of parents, Captain, again, they're starting to really realize exactly, you know, what's going on, and they are speaking out, and that's why they're being so viciously attacked in some cases in the media and certainly by politicians.
Well, McAuliffe and Youngkin are separated by fewer than 3 points in one poll. And by the way, that's 538 with that poll. In Real Clear Politics, they're tied dead even, 43-43, 46-46, with a bunch of undecideds, which will be decided soon, I think. But the fact of the matter is, Kamala Harris, was probably going to go back to Virginia again. And if so, I can't wait to hear what she has to say, because whatever they accuse the opponent of doing, they are doing themselves.
Right. And I think that you'll find that they're just going to continue to try to, they're just going to make it worse for themselves. They're very, very low in the polls. People understand what these things are, CRT and all this other stuff. They get it. And they're not going to buy this any longer. And I think a real good indicator, Captain, is that, you know, as we talked about, Terry McAuliffe getting mad at the reporter and ending the interview and saying what he said, that really hasn't been out there too much because they know that people are not happy with the way that these politicians on the Democrat side are conducting themselves.
But au contraire, he said he didn't get mad.
Well, it sounded like it to me when he was telling the guy, why don't you ask questions people want to know about?
You and me both. You and me both. And here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal. President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 42%. Which is not very good. Now, there are polls that he came out at 27%, 28%, one was 26%. I can't wait to see what happens on polls Tuesday, which is when the polls come out for this week, to see what's going on. But his numbers are just going down the toilet. Now, voters increasingly doubt that Joe Biden is capable of performing his duties in office. And a majority of the voters believe other people are running the show behind the scenes, that he's not making any decision at all about anything.
Well, it's hard to come to a different conclusion than that, isn't it? Just based on what we're seeing with our own eyes. And, you know, Captain, I'll say that once, you know, people figure out that Biden isn't doing anything about these poll numbers. He's not reacting the way a politician would. He's not backpedaling anything, soft-pedaling something, trying to make sure that people understand it's not really that bad what he talked about. They're going full speed ahead with all these horrible policies. They don't care.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head last hour when you spoke about the fact that Joe Biden, once they get hosed here coming up next year in the midterms and lose seats and lose control of either the House or the Senate or both, you're going to see two people step aside. Biden is going to come up with a reason, medically or otherwise, to not be able to finish his term. And you might see Nancy Pelosi say, well, I'm not running again for office or whatever the deal is. We'll see. We'll see. But something like that is not out of the realm.
It really isn't. And
and she, by the way, is 81 years old.
That's true. And we can only speculate at the state of the country of what that will be November a year from now.
Okay, let me go to the telephone line here. Let's see here. We've got Ian on the line. Okay, Mr. Ian, what's up?
So I want to make a couple quick comments. The first one is that thing you were talking about, Kamala, it's this. Accuse your opponent of what you are guilty of. That actually originated with Lenin, and then Goebbels, the National Socialist Propaganda Minister, picked it up from Lenin and approved on it.
That's right.
That's an old dictum in politics, and I can't understand why 100-some-odd years after Lenin burst onto the scene, people don't understand this.
Because they're not paying attention.
That's right. And the politicians count on that. And also, this transgender nonsense, this might be really politically correct, incorrect, but in my day, there wouldn't have been no transgenders because if somebody did that to my sister, you better believe I'd go take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get a blanket party, okay? That's how you end this nonsense right there. Mm-hmm. The students themselves got to do it, okay? They're scared now. People don't want to defend themselves, all right? I'm not saying you should go out and hunt them down and oppress them. I don't mean like that. But, I mean, if a transgender did that to my sister in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
guess what? I'd take care of business. The old way.
Okay.
The law would have never known about it.
All right. Time to go. Okay. Well, Ian rendered his opinion, didn't he, Kyle?
He did.
Okay. Hold on. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And then Denise Simon will be around. In the meantime, we're going to bring Ron Edwards into the mix because he's going to take us to break. So, here we go.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Different time, so new, was like any other.
Americans, Jay Black, what a group that was, Kyle. I remember them very well, 1968 from that one, and that was great dance music, and they were a great group, and he carried on right till the end, I believe, out touring around the country.
Yes, he sure did, yes.
And a tremendous talent.
Yeah, what a great song, great singer, and a great musical life.
I mean. All right, well, take it away out west, you got weather.
That's exactly right, Captain. We do have weather, and that weather comes by the name of the Atmospheric River, and of course, that's what's been bringing what they also call the bomb cyclone into parts of Northern California with lots and lots of rain. We've got flooding in different areas. We've got power out at last report in different areas, and this atmospheric river can be some 275 or 300 miles wide as it makes its way into that area. Moving an awful lot of water like you wouldn't believe coming into California. So now this is happening, of course, up in Northern California. We also have rain and storms in Oregon. Richard the Marine checked in over the last break, said it's been storming. It hasn't stopped there on the central Oregon coast. Seattle also is going to be seeing rain as we go through the next several days. Southern California starting up with rain in the early morning hours. And as we head through Monday, you're going to, if you're out in the Barstow area, out in the high desert, you're going to see that rain, those storms as well. Wind advisories persist all around Las Vegas. Also, as you come up Interstate 15 throughout Utah, and also we've got high wind warnings up on I-80 near Laramie, also near Rock Springs, Wyoming, and that goes on up through Casper as well. Of course, snowfall, we're going to see a lot of that in the mountains, and especially up in Reno, it looks like they're getting a lot of rain right now. I think it's registering rain at this very moment, and that winter storm warning persists also in that area. So wherever you are, you got to be careful out west tonight.
Well, we got winds halfway across North Dakota, halfway across South Dakota, Rapid City coming out there on I-90. You're going to be in it, so be advised. High-profile vehicles especially. Now, taking a look at the Mississippi River Valley, and we'll start with Michigan up on the right side of things. We've got rain on the western side of Michigan. We've got some flash flood watches and warnings, severe storm watches and warnings up there in the northeastern quadrant of Michigan. Got some rain there, as well as heavy rain across the northern part of from Toledo west all the way to Chicago, with some flood watches, flood warnings in there. Might get a severe thunderstorm or two in the mix as well. The rain goes all the way back over into Iowa, kind of goes over towards the Quad Cities, and then down below to the southeastern corner of Utah, and then it's severe storms for Cape Girardeau and Poplar Bluffs, which is our affiliate down there. And then down below there in the northeastern corner of Arkansas tonight, you've got some severe weather in there with the possibility for thunderstorms and a lot of flash flood watches all through the area. Now, we do have some weather up the East Coast right now, which is going to really wake some people up, because if you're hearing the winds and the waves pounding the shoreline, if you live along the shoreline, yeah, you got it. All the way from Long Island, Connecticut, all the way down to North Carolina. Now it's moved down a little bit further in North Carolina. It'll keep going until it gets to Wilmington, Washington, D.C. But rain in the New York, New Jersey area, Long Island area, Connecticut area tonight, and some of that rain is heavy. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Wood, the professor, or Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And we're going to go right away right now to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's been a busy night so far, news-wise. There's plenty of stuff going on here. This truckers thing has really got me going because I'm so involved in the trucking industry still, even though I don't actively drive a truck or actively run a trucking company, but I got all my connections, and they're telling me that the independent drivers and the company drivers, many of them, are fixing to walk off the job if they don't get this vaccine mandate straight, quick.
Well, before we even had this log jam at Long Beach in Los Angeles, we were still down on over 1 million truck drivers. Now they're facing huge fuel costs that are much higher.
The owner-operators in the companies, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's no hope that the prices of fuel are even going to come down. So, you know, they're getting squeezed, and they get squeezed, we get squeezed. I mean, transportation is the key to an economy. You've got to move goods. And now we've got things that are perishing, all the perishables, and things that aren't necessarily perishable that are perishing on these cargo ships, including furniture.
And a ship on fire off the coast of British Columbia. The containers, some toxic containers caught fire. Now, that's dumping the chemicals of all things into the ocean. Hello, fish kill. And it's dumping the plumes of smoke towards the shoreline.
So, this administration and Pete Buttigieg are absolutely clueless.
Out of their mind.
Clueless.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Nope. Totally out of their
mind. We're in trouble.
Yep, we are.
We're absolutely in trouble.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I get it with the drivers. All through the pandemic, drivers have had to endure hardships to keep America's infrastructure running. They've waited in the line for hours to pick up their loads or to get unloaded or to have to unload the truck themselves. Guess what? Truck stops were put off limits because, well, you can't go inside because you got to wear a mask or we're closed, we're only doing over the window or whatever. Yeah, right. And on the road, folks, some drivers died in their cab with COVID-19.
Okay.
Think about that for a minute. Now, with the supply chains disrupted, Americans need them more than ever. And what are we doing? We're making it tougher with the emergency standard from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which is just putting our economy and our truckers and the whole way of life that we have out there delivering freight from point A to B in grave danger.
Correct.
Yep, think about it, folks. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. She's going to give you the telephone number if you choose to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.